Beefs. What's up? August 25th, 2020. My last podcast from yesterday, I kind of reevaluated by accident a relationship I had with a guy in the Marine Corps where previously, and I'd already done this internally, it's just that I said it out loud. And I liked it. I liked the effect it had on me. I don't know how entertaining it is. I don't know if it makes me look like a jerk. I try to avoid it looking like an a-hole on here. Sometimes I can't help it because I'm just being me. And, sort of. I mean, I'm playing a character. This is Beef's Place, not Nick's Place. So it's like, obviously, I'm talking, and it's not like I'm an actor with a script, but I'm also not 100% me. This isn't like, it's not like that. It is a little bit of a character. Some of the things, you know, I'm not lying, but keep in mind, I've said this 100 times. Keep in mind, my memory isn't a computer. It's not a video cassette. What's that? Google it, young person. It's not like I'm making up stories, but I'm filling in gaps incorrectly, I'm sure. Meaning, I don't necessarily do it on purpose when I tell a story. These aren't 100% my opinions. Sometimes there's jokes in here that aren't obvious. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Don't be like, man, this guy's this or that based on this. It's not like 100% me. It's close. I don't think whenever you turn a microphone on, you are. You know, Rogan's constantly like, this is exactly me. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Because you've changed since you got like, since, it's funny because once you started working for Disney, i.e. UFC got bought by different owners and they went to ESPN. Like entirely, you changed, you become more family friendly. And once you got bought by Spotify, you get even more family friendly. Anyway, not entirely. I mean, he had Nikki Glaser on last time, and that was like nothing but sex talk for like, it was, I think he was trying to change the subject. She just kept going, like, this is the kind of porn I like, this is how I like to masturbate. And she had him on. I would highly recommend these episodes because they're really fun. She talks about in the previous podcast how she likes to give blowjobs and stuff like that. It's just amazing. Anyway, I just reevaluated how I had a relationship with this guy and how before I had blamed it all on him. And looking back, I'm like, a lot of it was my fault. And it kind of like helped me say it out loud, even though I understood these things years ago. I'm going to do the same thing with my football high school coach. I always think about this. It's like, why? Why is this guy like glory dazing so bad that he might as well be like Bruce Springsteen or Al Bundy? Because I really loved playing the sport. I loved practice. I did. Now, football practice is harder than most practices, and lacrosse practice is more fun at the high school level. But when I say when I loved practice, I loved Pop Warner practice because it was almost all hitting. And so I just want to. But I just absolutely loved it. And I sometimes was like upset. I felt like it was somehow taken away because I had an opportunity to go to a private school where I had a better football team and da da da. And it's like sometimes I second guess that. I think every athlete out there has this thing where like I would have been pro except fill in the blank. So my fill in the blank would be like, well, I don't blame the coach actually. It's partly him. It was just like being on a team that was so crappy. Well, here's some extreme ownership. Like, dude, so what? Get over it. I still got recruited to play in college, even though I didn't play my senior year. I mean, like, I was on the phone with coaches going, like, I got kicked off my team for being arrogant. I actually said that. And the guys were like, did you get over it? I'm like, yeah, then, okay, we'll see. Like, we'll have an interview. We'll see. I wasn't interested in playing. I mean, the guys called my house from Colgate, Holy Cross, Penn State. And I think it was Wake Forest. I can't remember. And there was another what today would be called a championship series team or D1AA at the time. So I just gave up on it. All right. And that was Bad Attitude Nick. And I talked about Bad Attitude Nick from a previous, but I'm going to talk specifically my relationship with this guy and how I messed it up and how I was like just overly arrogant. And there's also like, I will call, it's not like I'm totally like, oh, I was totally wrong. You're totally right. That's incorrect. I still think he did some things that, why? Like, what are you trying to, like, what are you, I really did feel like, I'm like, what are you doing? Even as an adult, I'm like, why would you do that to some of these things? But I'm going to start with, you know, basically we had a team, we weren't very good. In the 3 years that I played, we won 3 games. And I think my senior year, we did not win a single game. It was no longer we, because I was no longer on the team. I don't believe that they won a single game. I don't also, even at the time, I don't think it would have improved if I had been on the team. Now, it wasn't just me. Because I quit, it led to some of my other friends also not playing. And I was not the only one kicked off the team. It was me and probably one of the few guys on our team that weighed over 200 pounds as a lineman, who was over 6 foot, over 200, one of the stronger guys on the team. And he was also kicked out. We went together to Mexico and then basically spent a week completely drunk. So backing up to the very beginning, at first, I started getting my sophomore year, my first year on the varsity team. I didn't really, you know, I was in no position to say. I wasn't in a real leadership position. I was just there doing my thing. My junior year, he asked me over that summer, like, do you want to be a captain? My answer was like, if they vote me, yes. If they don't, no. I didn't know the coaches basically chose the captains and then had a vote. I don't know. It probably coincides a lot. If I look at my lacrosse captains, I don't know if that's how that vote would have come out. I really don't. One of them for sure. Beaker for sure. The other two, I don't know. I don't know. It could be. It worked, so I'm not questioning it. I'm just saying I really thought it was just, I was like, my mind was like, dude, if I get voted, I'll do it. If not, not. I don't care. I'm not seeking power or seeking this out, right? I think that was interpreted by him, because my buddy was like, what are you doing, bro? Like, whoa. I'm like, dude, if I get elected, I get elected. If not, not. It doesn't matter to me. I just want to play. My view of it, of football, was like, this is me doing the thing. And I didn't really like have a full concept of like trying to lead these people that were looking. I would do it accidentally, but very rarely intentionally. When I was intentional about it, it failed. So, and this is one of his critiques of me. He's like, I didn't lead by example. And he was right, because I didn't work out one summer. I basically like did nothing. Was just drunk all the time. But I had the previous year, and I was constantly trying to get the people to stop drinking Friday night, and they wouldn't listen. And I'm the kind of person that goes, oh, you're not listening? Fine. I'm not going to like crack a whip. I'm not the guy that sit here and like, I'm going to nag you to death about this. I told you. And actually I did nag. Eventually I gave up when I was like, they're like, dude, we're going to lose anyway. Let's just have fun. And I was like, what do you see? But my sophomore year, we were very close. And I think that made a difference. You know, when you're losing by like a few points, maybe you not being hungover was it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like, I want no one to drink during the season. It was just like, just Friday night. That's it. Every other night. Not Friday. Can we not get drunk and high on Friday? And they told me no. That was 2 years of that. I didn't. I led by example, but it just did not have the effect I wanted it to. But my main concern, my main rub was that because we were losing, I thought we need to do something differently than we're doing. So whatever we're doing is incorrect. Part of it is just, and I've said this before, it's not his fault. We didn't have enough. Football requires, like basketball, you get away with one star, two barely above average players, and you win an NBA champion. You know, if you get 3 stars on a team, the Heat, Golden State, you can just run the roses. That's 3 stars out of 12. Football does not work that way. You need a lot of decent athletes that know how to play the game. Or you need a lot of highly skilled players. So we could have probably gotten away with the fact that we lacked size, speed, and strength, and made up with it with a bunch of guys that have been playing for 50 years, i.e. a lacrosse team. However, we didn't have that either. We had neither size and strength, nor by any means, including myself, I was small and weak, for even the position I play. And we did not have a lot of experience or skill. Skill coming from... So in my mind, I was like, well, what do we need to do? We can't do anything about the size and speed and that stuff. That happens... That has to be an individual effort. I can try to get people in a gym, but to me, to this day, it's like, do you have to make this... It can't just be the summer. The summer's like, what, 8 weeks maybe in high school? In 8 weeks, you can throw on some muscle if you really, really try. If you do a starting strength, I mean, in 8 weeks, at that age, if you're not lifting, you could easily go from like 185 to like 260 on a whatever. More on a squat, a little bit less on a deadlift, you know, on a bench press, like a flat bench. Well, there's no movement in football. Dude, you just need to make the muscle stronger. If there was a machine that you could hook up to your body at night that just made each individual muscle stronger, you'd use it and it would work. Like lifting specific, I don't know, man. And upright row, upright bench, I'm like, incline as opposed to doing a flat. I mean, when you do a flat, you hit the whole pec. Whatever. I don't know. I could be wrong, but whatever. It doesn't matter. You have to be doing this like year round, you know, especially when you got guys in various sports. Now that doesn't, I should have done, I did get people in the gym after my sophomore to a significant degree. I chose not to after my junior year because I was out. Okay, I had checked out. But how did I check out? This is like, I go to this guy, we're losing. And there were a couple things that I thought we did. I thought practices were conducted incorrect. And I had a problem with fullback dives on 3rd and 20. Yeah, that happened a lot. And his idea was like, it's like field position. If I get like 3 more yards, then we punt with 3 more. I'm like, but we lost... Some of these games that year were close-ish, like 28-14, 21-14, 35, like 21, that sort of. Sort, because we had like a super running back, okay? And at the time, that was like the key offensive player. In any case, who went and played at West Virginia, it's a D1 school. So I was like, well, we lack skill, okay? We can't instantly change our size and strength. And what I also didn't realize was like, man, maybe instead of running so many damn plays, have like 5, like pass play, like 2 or 3 pass plays, and like run right, run left, and just leave it at that. And then instead of practicing, we lift weights, right? I didn't think of that, but I thought of it just now. But I had this thing in my head where I just was like, we need to hit, we need to work on fundamentals. Blocking, tackling, breaking blocks, and how do we do that? Now, we did a lot of things that are, you do like minimum impact, but I was like, no, we need to be vicious hitting monsters. I wanted to run the practice the way it was run when I was in elementary school. That was very effective. And that's as follows. Gauntlets. A gauntlet is you set up 4 people every 10 yards. You give the ball to a running back like on the 10-yard line, and then every 10 yards, a person, 4, and he runs through it, and there's like a line. And you rotate. You start in the first position, the second position, third, fourth. Then you get in the line to be a running back. And just do that over and over again. Oklahoma drills. And when I say Oklahoma drills, there's like multiple meanings. What I mean is 1 or 2 linemen, a linebacker, and a running back. And like, you know, within like a 10 or 5 yard little square, full blast. And then the max extent possible, either half line full speed or full on screen. Like just hitting nonstop blocking, like linemen, blocking drills, just nonstop, just full contact, boom, 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 boom. Here's the problem with that. It's great in elementary school because you're slow and you weigh less. You're not hitting with that much impact. Momentum is derived by weight times acceleration or speed in this, whatever you want to call it. It's not exactly the same, or velocity. And that's just how much you'll move something. And then there's some idea called kinetic energy. Kinetic energy is not exactly, but basically how much damage how much energy you're inputting on something, an object from another object through movement, which is like the likelihood of breaking a bone, that sort of thing. That is half mass times velocity squared. So you can see if you have, 80-pound dudes running... We'll use 40 times, probably like 6.0, 7.0 40s is one thing. When you get to high school, not only does all those numbers go up, you go from like a 8 second 40 to a 5, between like 4.5 to 5 is probably your average high school player. It's a kind of a big discrepancy. That's not a small window. And then weights go to like 120, 150 to 320 pounds. Okay. So there's a couple problems there. One, everything's just jacked. Your momentum, which can cause you to move the other person, which causes them to fall, which increases the rate of injury. And then kinetic energy goes up again, increasing the rate of injury, not to mention wear and tear. I've talked about how after football games, I sit there and be shaking. I would have created that situation basically I probably would have done it Friday. If it were up to me, I would have probably been doing it Fridays, and then we would have had nothing in the tank. I didn't understand that. So I was wrong about that. And he was right. And actually, not only was he right, but he actually saved us from like a lot of CTE. We didn't know about it, but we did know about concussions. Definitely going to low. I mean, there definitely would have been those things happening. The injuries would have went up. Wear and tear goes up. Your just overall like life goodness is going to go down from that. I would have made it absolute brutality. That's what I enjoyed. On top of, I was like, well, what we're doing isn't working, and it's not working because on an individual level, we can't get. So I think my assessment's correct, actually, to this day. But you can't do that. I think the one maybe answer would be run a little bit of an easier offense. But if you do, it's like we had to try trickery because without trickery, we had nothing. You know what I mean? Like you can't at the high school level, even you can outcoach, but there's only so much you can do against like a team that has a completely different defense and offense minus like the superstars, right? Whereas like everyone was going both ways. We were even facing endurance challenges where almost no one got any rest. You're out on the field the whole time. I think they call it Iron Man football or something. To me, it was like, that was the way you just played. Again, easy to do in elementary school, harder to do when you weigh 170 pounds and you're, you know, the linemen that are blocking you are 300 and you're getting no rest. So that's an issue. So maybe what could I could have been like, well, maybe instead of running, like a simplify the offense a little and we just lift weight and do like speed and agility drills. All right. I don't know. I've never coached. So I'm like talking a lot of shit that I don't know about. I'm just saying my assessment, I believe, was correct. However, my answer would have like crippled myself and my friends. So I was wrong about that. And I was, so I want to admit that, but it made me mad. It made me like constantly rail into this guy, right? It made me like kind of fucking hate him. So I start questioning him my junior year all the time. Like I almost became a gnat, just poking at him. Like, I hate losing and this sucks. And I'm going to like poke at you to try to do something different. I don't think that that's entirely wrong. I don't go about things the right way. And I was especially bad at it before. I tend to be abrasive. I come off as like dismissive, arrogant, and so forth. And that's at 44 after I've been working on that thing my whole life. At 17, 18, it wasn't very good. And I did come off that way. I said things like, he wanted me to go to a summer camp to improve my footballness. Oh, I don't need to go. I'm the best player on the team. That's my response. Okay, that's incorrect. That's my fault. I pissed this. I'm effing. I wasn't doing it always on purpose, but I just had the wrong mentality. And looking back on this and blaming him isn't correct. It's like, I have to say like, well, I was such a dick to this guy actually he was somewhat understanding. You know, he didn't ever say like, just shut the fuck up and do what I tell you. He was always like, hey, Nick, this is why. And then he would try to explain things to me and I would just get frustrated. You know, and just be like, F you. That was my personality. It was just hard to get along with. I'm probably lucky I didn't play college football. It would have probably very painful for me if I didn't make some kind of adjustment. Anyway, so that's one thing. I've never really had a problem. So that was my main antagonism with him is one, I was overly arrogant about myself, and two, I was constantly questioning his coaching style. The other thing was 3rd and 20 fullback dive. I'm like, dude, we gotta go for something here. We gotta take a risk. It's like Red Bull in F1. They do some stuff. You're like, are they seriously qualifying on medium tires? Yeah, they are. So they can start the race on medium, so they can use a different strategy, because under the same strategy they're going to lose 100%. They're at least trying something different. And I thought, hey, 3rd and 20 fullback dive. And again, I questioned his play calling. I wasn't even on offense, like an offensive lineman. I'm like, what is that play call? Not even the quarterback. I'm sitting there going, like, what are you doing? How annoying would that be if you're an adult, you had a kid, like, what are you doing, dummy? And he explained that to me. Actually, it was the defensive coach. I was like, after about the fifth time I said something, I'm like, my God. And he's like, Nick, what he's trying to do is create, he's trying to get field position. Because I had complained to the defensive coordinator, and the defensive coordinator maybe asked him or whatever, and the response was, he's trying to create field position. Now, I don't know much about football coaching. There's a lot of strategy there. It's not like coaching lacrosse in the summer, which is what I've done, my coaching experience, or Marines. They're very different. There's no real strategy in any of those positions. Whereas in like as a football coach, it's strategy. So maybe that was the correct strategy where you're trying to get another like 2 or 3 yards to maybe put them 2 or 3 yards deeper. And maybe that's the difference between a touchdown and a field goal. I find it hard to believe. Because in a close game, maybe. But again, I don't know. I haven't coached. If I saw a professional team doing that, I'd be like, what the... I've never seen, but maybe I just didn't notice. I don't know. It seemed odd to me, but I shouldn't have said anything. It's not my place, right? If that's how he wants to do it, he's the thing. Like, but it's so really, it's my own arrogance to call. So I have this arrogant buildup, and then I get kicked off the team for going on vacation. First of all. At the time, I was actually annoyed by my parents, and I had like a pretty big fight about it, where I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you know when this is going to happen. My mom said, no, actually we didn't, because he moved it up a week. All right, my dad liked to go on vacation in the end of August. That was like that every year. Because sophomore year, I think sophomore year, I missed the first 2 days because that's when my dad liked to go on vacation. And it'll be hell or high water if that guy's going to change his vacation for me. Okay, which I totally understand, right? It's like,